If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Luke, chapter number 12. Book of Luke, chapter number 12. Luke, chapter number 12, verse 22. The Bible said, "He said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for your body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have a storehouse nor barn, but God feedeth them. How much more are you better than the fowls? And which of you, by taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow, and they toil not. They spin not, but yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory is not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast in the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not that ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye doubtful minded. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." I want to preach on this thought tonight, if God will be our help, for just a moment in time, on God knows. Amen? God knows. There's nothing ever taken Him by surprise. Everything that's happening in the world today, God knows about. Amen? He knew about it before it ever happened. But He's still God. And as we look into this, as He's writing here, and Luke's writing, He's writing to us about not taking thought for your life. Not putting a whole lot of emphasis on trying to figure out what we're doing, who we are, and which way we need to go. Because He's saying that there's a God in heaven, that He's already considered this. He already knows what we need before we ever ask. Amen? And we just put our faith and trust in Him, realizing, praise God, that everything's already been lined out. The story before that was about a fella who was a certain rich man. He had a lot of things, and he had barns, and he had crops, and he was profitable. And his crops come up plentiful. And he began to put these things in the barn till his barns were full to overflowing. And he said, "What I'll do is I'll tear down these barns and I'll build bigger barns." Amen. He said, I'll build greater. And there I'll bestow all my fruits. Amen. And he said, "All of my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." Amen. He said, "I will do this, and I will do that, and I will accomplish this. Praise God, my barns and my fruits and my goods." But he never gave thought to God and what God had done and provided for him. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad God knows today what we need, and God meets those needs according to His purpose. Amen. According to our need for what we need in our bodies. But he said take no thought for your life. In other words, he said, we're not supposed to be fretful over our life. We're not supposed to be fretful for whether we have and for the things that we need. But he said we're supposed to just trust in God and ask God to help us and believe that God will, because God cares for us. I want to say today on authority of God's words that He is our Heavenly Father. Amen. And a Heavenly Father, praise God, is even greater than your earthly Father. He's going to provide for your need. There's not a good father that's worth his salt, praise God. It won't be sure that his family is provided for. And the Lord says that God Almighty is going to provide for his family. Amen? Praise God. He said life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. It's not about what we put into our body. It's not about the covering for the body. But praise God, it's about God Almighty and what He does for us. It's about the blessed hope that we have in Him even right now. Amen. The world's running around trying to find peace and happiness and joy, trying to find all these things and worrying and fretting. But God said, if you'll put your life in my hands, I will take your life and I'll take care of it. Praise the Lord. We see this play out here into the point that he said, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. He's talking about the fowls of the air. He said, they don't plant no crops. And if they don't plant no crops, if they don't plant them, then they surely don't reap them. I will say, sometimes these critters can reap. I had my corn planted over there in the field, and it come about time for it to make roasting ears. And the coons come in and they begin to reap. And the crows come in and they begin to reap. They sow not, but praise God, sometimes they reap. Amen, glory, hallelujah. They just take what God gives them. Hey, I don't blame them. Amen, I contend with them all summer long between the coons and the raccoons and the groundhogs and the ravens, the crows. Praise God, it's a constant battle. I get up early in the morning, go shoo them off. Go out in the middle of the day. If I can, I shoo them off. I go out in the evening, I shoo them off. But God Almighty provides for the ravens. Amen. They don't sow, they don't reap, but God supplies. He meets the need. Said, how does he do that? Praise God, he gives me the unction to get the seed, and he gives me the unction to till the field, and he gives me the unction to sow the seed. Praise God, and they reap the benefits. Praise be to God. The last few years, when I raised a garden, and I need about 2 rows of corn for me and my family if it does good. And I've got to planting 4, praise God, just on purpose. I got a guy, praise God, I guess I'm helping God out because I plant 2 for me and 2 for the coons and other critters. Amen, praise God. And they help themselves. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty provides. He said to consider the ravens, for they neither reap, sow nor reap, neither have barns for, storehouse nor barn. And God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? Amen. Praise God. God Almighty, if He'll provide for them little old birds, even if He has to provide for me. I tell you, God Almighty's a great big God. I go to the store every now and then, to Walmart, or when I catch it on sale, I look and dig and scratch. Try to catch it on sale, and I buy them great big bags of bird seed. I'm trying to help the Lord out, I guess. I like to watch them little birds. I like to see them fed. I like to see them satisfied. I like to hear them singing and giving God the glory early in the morning. You don't think about them birds. Praise God. Hey, before they ever get to that feeder, you'll sing them, pray, you hear them singing praises to God. They're already worship praising Him for what they're about to receive. Just top their little lungs, praise God, chirping and praising and giving God glory. Bless His holy name. But we'll take them seeds and we'll buy them and put them out there in them bird feeders. And boy, them little fellas, they'll just fly in there and flutter in there. Boy, they're just as happy as can be. God, praise God for that's been supplied for them. Bless His holy name. There's a God of heaven that makes it possible. But there's no way me and you could do that. There's no way me and you could feed all the birds in this world. We couldn't even feed all the birds in our neighborhood. They'd eat us out of house and home in just a little while. Amen. They don't reap or sow or reap. They don't have barns for store. But God Almighty, every day they get up praising God and just giving Him glory for what they're about to receive, and God supplies the banquet. Amen. And He says, how much better are we than the fowls of the air? God loves us. Praise God. He said, why do you take and which of you with taking thought can add to His stature 1 cubit? Amen. You start out growing like these little old youngins. You start out growing, you begin to grow. Amen. But who by taking thought, trying to, praise God, can add 1 cubit to your stature? Amen. When I was I've always been a little bitty feller all my life. Amen. I spent half of my time when I was growing up trying to figure out some way I could make myself just a little bit taller. Amen. It seemed like everything I tried to do when I was a kid, there was always a limit. And they always, you know, they had this little thing that you stood under, and I was always just about that much under it. And I thought to myself, praise God, there's got to be some way I can make myself just a little bit taller. I'd wear them old cowboy boots with the real high heels. Amen. I'd do everything I could. I'll just be honest. I tried to stretch myself one time. Amen. Now, see how simple I am. I figured if I get out there and get me a bar and I hang long enough, and I'd stretch out some. Amen. Praise God, my body didn't, but my arms got longer. Amen. So I figured that'd work. Praise God, I couldn't add to my stature. I couldn't make myself not one whit taller. But praise God, I trusted God, realizing that He is God, and He's gonna make us taller day by day. Little me up here, she hadn't grown tall. She's a little bitty thing. And all of a sudden, she took off growing, and her legs looked like her legs grew that much in no time. Amen? Praise the Lord. But she couldn't do that. But God can. God, He grows us, He brings us up, praise God, and He gives us through His power, through His strength, what we need. Praise the Lord. Said, if ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Amen. Now, man could just camp out here for a while. Amen. Praise God. If we can't do those little things, those least things, we can't provide for ourselves. We can't take care for ourselves, praise God. We can't do the things that we need to get us through this life by ourselves. Then why do we worry about it? If we can't do these things, the least things, why do we worry about the rest? Amen. God says you need to just put your faith and trust in a holy God and let God begin to do for us that we need done in the day and hour we live. Looking forward to God moving their hearts and manifest Himself to us in so many different ways that we begin to just rejoice and praise in all of them. Thanking Him for His blessings. He said, consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. He said, consider the lilies, a magnificent flower. My beautiful flower. They don't toil, they don't spin. They don't prepare, they don't plan. Praise God, they just do what God has them to do, praise God. And He said they're arrayed in splendor, praise God, that would become any table that they're set on. Amen. And to God be the glory. The blessings upon us. He said, if then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will He clothe you? Then He says this, O ye of little faith. He said, our faith is too small. You know what's wrong with most of our fundamental independent Bible-believing churches today? Our faith is too small. Amen? Our faith is too small for the mighty God, the almighty God that we serve. Our faith is too little, praise God, just to believe that He is God, and besides Him there is no other, and He's the one that's got it all under control. He's the one that knows exactly where we are and when we're there, praise God, and He's there with us every step of the way, and He says our faith is just too little. We need to have a bigger faith. Pray like the old fellow did for his son, said, Lord, help mine unbelief. He said, if there's any unbelief in me, if there's anything, if my faith not being to help my faith to grow, that I can see God Almighty do those things for me and my family that we need done. Amen. Not today, not just tomorrow, but forever. The blessings of God be poured out upon us. Amen. And He says, seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink. Neither be ye of doubtful mind. Amen. Wonder how many times we doubt. Wonder how many times we begin to wonder. I'll be honest. There's been times I've been getting to wonder. The pickings is getting pretty slim. Amen. I went in just a while back. Opened up the cover and there wasn't no peanut butter. Hello? Somebody done let me down. If there ain't no peanut butter in the car, that's substance. I mean, that's a staple at my house. Man, if you ain't got peanut butter pregnant, you're pretty bad shape. Amen. I thought we're going to have to spend some time with the Lord. We're going to have to pray hard. In faith, believe, without any doubt. Pray. God put the peanut butter back in the shelf. Amen. Praise God. You said, preacher, did it work? Yeah, praise God. I went to look in there the next time. There's two big jars of Peter Pan. Amen. God delivers again. Praise His holy name. Amen. A magnificent God. Praise the Lord. But we have faith to believe that God's able to take care and meet our needs. Now, that's all funny. That's all good and well. But praise God, I know that God's able to. We have been in hard times and we didn't have peanut butter. And there's been times in our life, me and my wife, since we got married, that's peanut butter is all we did have. Amen. We had some bills to pay, things to meet, and this and that and other, and children come along, and you had to make payments on them. Hello? Yeah. Amen. Praise God, if I knew what I knew now, I'd just let them go back. Amen. Amen, man. Praise the Lord. But God Almighty was there for us. We never had to go to bed. We never pillowed our head hungry. God was always meeting those needs. God was always coming through right on time. They would be a bill come due. We'd put it there and we'd say, Lord, this thing's here, but I just ain't got the funds right now. Lord, I need you some help. Lord, you've got a problem. Amen. Now, let me just say this. It wasn't that we was slothful in our finances. I mean, we do our best. That's why sometimes we'd eat peanut butter so we could pay our bills. Amen. I didn't count somebody else to pay them for me because I made them. I cured that debt. Amen. Acquired, cured. Accrued that debt. Amen. Praise the Lord. It was mine. So what we'd do is we would do what we had to do to make sure we could pay it. But you know what? God would always come through. He always took care of that situation. God did that. Amen. We just prayed and bowed and prayed and asked Him to take care. Put it out there before Him. Said, Lord, here it is. Can you help me a little? Amen. And I don't know the times that God has come through and He's took care of it. 100%. Amen. 100%. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, the Lord's always doing that. I take her out on Fridays. And we had to take the CDs to the radio station, so we run through Mars Hill and run into the Waffle House and so feed Mother her breakfast. She won't hardly eat at home, but if you take her out, she'll eat like a little pig. Amen. She will. You just buy it, put it in front of her, boy, she'll eat every bite of it. And she'll say, I'm not really hungry. Amen. Glory be to God that we got in there and we ordered our food and they started to bring. We bowed our heads and said, Mother, let's pray. She got to the point you have to tell her pretty quick because she'll have that bacon. It'll be she devouring that. I said, hold on a minute, let's pray. And we bowed our head and we prayed and we thank God for the day and God for the food, God for the blessings upon us and God for the opportunity to have the time together again one more time this side of eternity. Didn't think nothing else about it, praise God. And when we got done eating, the fellas that was sitting in front, they was in some kind of a business meeting. Amen. And when we got done eating, got up, and I went to pay my bill, and he was ahead of me. And he turned around to me, and he says, let me see your ticket. I said, excuse me? He said, let me see your ticket. And I just kind of, like, I was just dumbfounded. He reached and took my ticket out of my hand. And I said, excuse me? He said, I'm going to pay for this. Amen. I said, excuse me? He said, I'm going to buy your breakfast. I said, glory to God. I said, you don't need to do that. He said, yes, I do. He said, I heard you when you prayed. Amen. Glory to God. He said, I heard you when I prayed. He said, I want to buy you breakfast. He bought us breakfast. Amen. Who did that? God did that. He delivered again. Praise the Lord. For me and my little mama. God always takes care of you. We ought to just have faith to believe that He is still God. He's still able to do all the things, praise God, He said He could do. Praise His holy name. He said, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. Amen. He said, and Matthew said, even before we ask. Amen. He said, even before we ask, He knows what we have need of. Amen. That's why He said, when we ask, we've got to ask in faith, believing that we might receive. I don't know that you can receive if you don't believe. Hello? Because if you don't believe, you don't have nobody to receive from. But if we believe our Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we know in whom we believe, and we know in whom we can receive. Praise God. I don't know about you, that's a simple little child can get it. When we have faith to believe in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew would say, in 6:33, he'd say, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. Amen. Just the righteousness of God, the rightness of God. Because God wants to bless us and help us, encourage us, and carry us along, bring us to a place in relationship to Him. But listen to what He says. And I'm going to close. I tried not to be too long. He says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's, now watch this, good, what? Pleasure to give you a little bit of food, a little bit of raiment, a roof over your head. No. He said it's God's good, the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. Not just a little spot. Not just like the song, a little cabin in the woods and all that. Praise God. But He said it's the Father's good pleasure to give you, that's us, children of God, the kingdom of an almighty God. But He says this. Now listen to me. He says, fear not, little flock. Amen. He said, hey, but He said, first thing to do, He said, we've got to remember not to be afraid. We can't be fearful. Amen. In other words, we've got to trust the Lord. As a mechanic, fear is like sand in a gearbox. Amen. Metal shavings in a gearbox. It's not good. Amen. It's something that eats away at the life. That eats away at life. Amen. It gnaws at it. It's destructive. But He said, we're not to be afraid. He said, fear not, little flock. Amen. He said, we're not to be afraid. See, just as fear, Brother Jeff, is that sand and that metal in a gearbox. Amen. It won't go long. Amen. With sand or metal in it, she'll grind down and stop. But He says, our faith, amen. A faith in that gearbox is like a good lubricant. I'm talking about that super high dollar synthetic stuff. Amen. That gives it longer life. It gives it, makes it more efficient. Praise God. That makes it run smoother. So He said, hey, listen, let's not get caught up in fear. He said, fear not. Now that's not a suggestion, that's a statement from God. God Almighty tells us, youngins, that we're not supposed to be afraid because fear will grind us down. It'll slow us down. It'll stop us eventually. But He said we're supposed to have faith so we'll continue on like a well-oiled machine. Amen. Processing further and further along. More efficient. More able, praise God. More productive for the glory of God. So He says to fear not. But He says to have faith. And He says, little flock. He's talking to His sheep. Amen. To his sheep. He said, don't be bogged down. Don't be bogged down in this world by the material things. Don't get caught up longing and desiring and getting hooked up into the material things. But he said, just have faith in God. Trust in the Lord. Praise God. Realizing that he'll give you, praise God, not only those things that you need, but he'll give you the kingdom. Amen. That he'll let you participate in the things of an almighty God. He'll give you the confidence, praise Lord, that you need. That's why he would say, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God. And all these things shall be added to you. See, God gives us that we need. He takes care of when we have faith, believe. When we're not afraid, praise God. Sometimes we're careful, we're afraid of failure. We're afraid that we're going to fail. We're afraid that we're not going to succeed. Amen. And we do usually when we don't trust the Lord. But he said we have to put our faith and trust the Lord, not be afraid. But to have faith, not in us, but have faith in Him. Says a lot of things. I tell the youngest all the time. Somebody was telling me the other day that they was going to have a test. I said, well, just bow your head and ask the Lord to help you, and believe that He will. Amen. Praise God. I graduated high school on that. Amen. Praise God. Brother Jeff. Amen. There was times that I'll just be honest. I didn't study like I should have. I didn't. Amen. You had wrestling practice and cross-country practice and different things in between and working but on the side. And I just didn't always get to do what I needed to do. And there's been many a times I've got in the classroom and I bowed my head and said, Lord God, please help me. Amen. I studied as much as I could. I had them jam sessions. Where you take that them notes and things, you just try to jam them down in your head and hope you can retain them. Amen. And I said, Lord, I've jammed this stuff in here, and you're going to have to bring it to my remembrance. And guess what? He did. Amen. Praise God. I graduated beyond a roll from North Buncombe High School. Amen. Praise God. The help of the Lord is all it was. And I thank Him for that, praise God. He was just a blessing. He was just my blesser. He's my helper. But praise Lord. But when I'd go in there, I'd say, hey, listen, I need your help, Lord. And God managed it. He put people around me because He knew I was going to need all the help I could get. Amen. I had two cousins in biology class that was in there. And I was working way up into the morning sometimes. So in biology, I slept. I told Mr. Gibbs, I work at night sometimes 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I come home and lay down on the couch, go to sleep, and come about 6:30. Mom come in there and say, hey, got to get up and go to school. Amen. She said, I don't care how late you work, but said, you're going to get up and go to school. I'd get up and go to school, go to biology, and Mr. Gibbs, and I said, Mr. Gibbs, this is a situation. I said, if I doze off in your class, I said, I don't mean no disrespect, but I'm working sometimes 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. He said, well, just make sure you keep your notes so you can take the test. I had two cousins in there. Amen. They got pretty smart gals, and they take good notes. Amen. See how God blessed me? Amen. God's on my side. Praise the Lord. But they didn't like to do the dissecting part, so when it come time to do that, I got to get my hands dirty, and they didn't. So it worked out. Praise God. God just blessed us in that way. You say, preacher, that's just little old things. Praise God. God's into little things. He said, if we'll trust Him in the little things, brother, He'll take care of the big things. When the big things come, praise God, where the rubber meets the road, God said, I'll be there with you and I'll take care of you in that too. When it comes time for me to cross old Chilly Jordan, as Miss Karen used to sing, there'll be more grace when it's time, my time to die. God will see me through here. He'll bless me. He'll keep me here. Praise God. When it's time to go to glory. Amen. Praise God. I'll look up into the portals of glory and I'll see the green light on. Amen. Praise God. And I'll leave this old world behind, wave goodbye, and go to be with my Lord and Savior in glory. One day in a little while, praise God. But He said, little children, fear not, little flock. He's talking to us sheep. He says, your Father's good pleasure is good pleasure to give you us the kingdom. Amen. That we should have it. That He wants us to have it. And that He's going to give it to us. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking forward to it, ain't you? Part of the kingdom of God. Magnificent, one of the most magnificent things there are. Praise God, Lord. He said, we can, and our Heavenly Father, He said it was His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. Bring glory to His, bring pleasure to His heart to give us all that He has. And we get it all when we get the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We partake with Him in the glory of God. Bless His holy name. Amen.